Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This ball's good!
We're counting down the minutes to the first pitch of today's game.
Yeah!
Who's in the starting lineup?
Come on, son. You got to get out there and take the mound. It's game time.
What does the skipper have to say?
It's an attitude. You know, like, you got to be willing to defend. Yeah. You got to be willing to base run or you can't play here.
It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. No Tommy Wirtz tonight. Oh, no. He is off traveling, seeing the country. Via car. I'm not a big fan of driving around, seeing the country in the car necessarily by yourself. Like when I was cold and lonely and single like Tommy Wirtz is now, I would fly to places by myself, right? By yourself, couldn't do it. But he enjoys it, so that's all that matters. Tommy Wirtz off. He'll be back on Tuesday. So you got me, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer filling in for him. As we make our way through the weekend, we will talk about what happened last night, obviously. But before we do that, we start here.
Looking up, and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to today's starting lineups pitching matchup. Should be a good one. Eric Fetty on the hill for the Cardinals. He's 3-5 with a 3.54 ERA. Freddy Peralta for the Crew, 5-4 with a 2.69 ERA for the Brewers, who come into this one 37-33. Cardinals come in at 36-33. We'll start off with the bad guys, the St. Louis Cardinals. Starting off in left field, Mr. Lawrence Nubar is in. Lars Nubar, I should say, is in left field. He comes in the game hitting 230 with 8 home runs. At shortstop and batting second, it's Mason Winn coming in at 266, 6 home runs on the year for him. Hitting third, the designated hitter, Ivan Herrera. Herrera comes into this one hitting 308 with 7 home runs, cleaning up William Contreras' brother, the former Cub. Can't say I ever really was a big fan of his. I didn't dislike him like I did Yadi Molina when he was with the Cardinals. But Wilson Contreras right there with 2 L's, by the way, hitting 257 and 8 home runs. In right field, Alec Burleson hitting 292 with 5 home runs. Then it's Nolan Arenado at third base hitting 243. with 8 home runs on the year for him. Nolan Gorman's at second base, 216 and 3 home runs. Catching tonight is Pedro Pages with the catching duties, 213 with 5 home runs. And then in center field tonight, Michael Ciani gets to start out there, the left-handed hitter, hitting 250 and only 16 at-bats to this point. So for the Cardinals, again, it's Nubar, Winn, Herrera, Contreras, Burleson, Arenado, Gorman, Pages, and Siani. For your Milwaukee Brewers, leading off again, Sal Frelick is in right field, hitting 292 with 4 homers, 12 stolen bases. Jackson Chourio hitting second in center field, 257, 12 homers, and 13 stolen bases. Hitting third and catching, William Contreras, 238, 5 homers, 5 stolen bases. He has been in a huge funk to this point as of late. Christian Yelich cleaning up and back at DH, 238, 13 homers, 10 stolen bases on the year. Rhys Hoskins is at first base. He's hitting 252 with 10 homers and 2 stolen bases. Then it's Isaac Collins in left field, 241, couple homers, 7 stolen bases. Bryce Terang's at second base. He's hitting 7th, 265, 4 homers on the year, 15 stolen bases. Caleb Durbin is at third base, hitting 8th for the Milwaukee Brewers today. And again, Caleb Durbin, how long will he be there with Tyler Black, now up to Nashville? We will find out. But Caleb Durbin is batting 8th. And then Joey Ortiz is batting 9th and at shortstop. He's hitting .190. A couple of home runs and 7 stolen bases. So again, for the Brewers, Frelick, Chourio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Joey Ortiz. That is your deal there. Let's now go back and hit the rewind button, shall we?
Did you miss the last game? Did you miss what was said after the last game? It's time to rewind. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's rewind. Let's go back and look at what happened last night. Last night was a game highly anticipated, or at least it was highly anticipated for me and our show, weekday afternoons, 2 to 5, Wisconsin Sports Daily. The Brewers did what everybody expected them to do. Well, maybe not necessarily everybody on the Brewers, but the starting pitcher, first pitch of the game, lived up to the hype, did Jacob Mizorowski.
It's going to be Lars Nootbaar, Mason Wynn, and Ivan Herrera, the first three batters that Mizorowski will face. And his very first pitch in the big leagues is a strike, and away we go. His first bullet at 100 miles an hour. Okay. Welcome to the show.
What an electric arm and a quality strike to boot.
Quality strike to boot, indeed. So off to the races we went. Mizorowski's first couple of pitches all over 100 miles an hour in that one last night. And Terang rolled right through the first couple of innings, giving up no runs, no hits. Then we go to the bottom of the second. Highlights courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network, Wisconsin. And Isaac Collins with a triple. And up comes Bryce Terang with a couple outs.
And Terang on the ground. Arenado gobbles it up, throws on the run. Terang is safe, throws up the line. Collins is in. And the Brewers strike first. The benefit to putting the ball in play. That'll be an infield hit and an RBI for Terang. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
And again, like Brian Anderson said on the call, the benefits of putting that ball into play. You have no idea what's going to happen. You strike out, there's no chance he's coming home. Isaac Collins, put the ball in play, and you got something there. Top of the fifth, this was a great call by Brian Anderson. Jacob Mizorowski just cruising along, had 3 strikeouts to that point, and notched his 4th strikeout here in the fifth. But listen to Brian Anderson.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. He breaks out the changeup. Statcast has it as a sinker. That is most definitely his change of pace, and it is a dandy.
Look at the arm speed on that. It looks like a fastball with the way that he is getting through the baseball with the arm speed. Hitter reads it as a fastball. My goodness, and Nolan Gorman goes fishing for it way outside of the zone.
This whole broadcast, while Mizorowski was on the mound, Brian Anderson, I'm telling you, for really probably the first time that I can remember, was literally kind of in awe by what Mizorowski was doing. The Statcast, as they pointed out, which is like GameCast that you get on ESPN, was all confused by what pitches were actually being thrown by Mizorowski in this one. All right, to the fifth inning. We go here in the fifth inning. And again, Brewers are up 1-0. Couple guys on. Joey Ortiz to the plate.
And that's a base hit right center. To right around third, he'll score. Durbin churning to to third, in the second with an RBI double is Joey Ortiz.
What a swing by Joey Ortiz to the opposite field. This is a bullet into the gap.
Great, great hit by Joey Ortiz, and then a head-first slide into second base for that double. That made it 2-0. Now, again, still a couple guys on. Frelick ripped one down the right field line that was foul earlier in this at-bat, but have no fear, he came through again.
Frelick, left field, down, base hit. Durbin churning, Ortiz right behind him. They score back-to-back. Almost literally, it's a 2-RBI single for Sal Frelick, and it is 4-0 Brewers.
It was amazing. Frelick, if you didn't see it, hit that ball into like left center, and Ortiz was almost to third base by the time that ball dropped. Meanwhile, at third base, as he was sitting there waiting to see what happened, was Caleb Durbin making sure it wasn't going to get caught. Ortiz, from his vantage point, knew it wasn't going to get caught. It was on the move, and it was literally... I don't know, 3 to 5 feet behind Caleb Durbin as they crossed the plate together. It was a great read by Joey Ortiz to be able to score on that ball hit to left field. Then up steps Jackson Churio with Sal Frelick on, and it did not take him long to do some damage.
And it's 4-0 Brewers, and on the first pitch, Jackson Churio sends it deep. It is! Two-run blast, 6-0 Milwaukee.
Great shot there by Jackson Churio. That's 6-0. That's how this game would end. However, it wouldn't end without some concern from Brewers fans.
Just like you did in Nashville, just do your thing. Not sure what that was. Mizorowski kind of got a spike hung, it looked like, on the downside of the mound.
Nothing wrong with the pitch there, but as he's coming back, walking back, just turns it.
Oh, yeah.
I was just going to say, there's no way you let a kid like this. He's done enough. And officially he'll come out with an injury, but listen to this crowd. They stand up for the Phenom. What a debut.
I would say phenom is the correct word as Mizorowski leaves there in the sixth inning to a standing ovation at American Family Field for that one. And then the bullpen comes in and does their job. Nick Mears, scoreless inning of relief with a strikeout. Ashby gives up the first hit of the game after Mizorowski and Mears did not through six. Ashby, 3 innings, 3 hits, and a strikeout. Mizorowski, first start, first win, now 1-0. Didn't give up a hit or a run in 5 innings, and again, didn't finish that first batter necessarily there in the sixth inning, but that was credited to him because he started the at-bat as the fourth walk for him. After the game, Jacob Mizorowski, well, he talked to the assembled media.
Cramped up, and that's when I just rolled it, so no, all good. Nothing crazy, just cramp.
Kind of a bummer? Or?
Yeah, I mean, of course. I don't want to leave like that, and, you know, I feel like I could have kept going, but, you know, cramped up and stuff happens.
The ankle okay?
Yeah. I saw the picture. It looks bad, but no, feels good. Feels great.
How did it feel once we got out there?
A lot of fun. Yeah, like everything I ever expected.
Did you get the energy amped up just kind of first inning out there? Saw your first couple of pitches well over 100.
Oh, yeah. No, I felt amped up and had to relax myself. So, no, that second inning was like, okay, calm down. You got this. It'll be fine. So
how did you manage to control the ball while controlling your emotions, and you're understandably really amped up?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I throw. I mean, every pitch is trying to throw 100%. So I think it's one of those things that you kind of learn how to throw with it. And so, you know, just is what it is. That's how I throw.
Did you realize that there was a no-hitter going when you took the mound for the sixth?
No, I had no clue. I thought one of the pop-ups landed, so...
Is that normal, Jacob, or was it just, you think, major league debut, all the things going through your mind?
No.
Would that happen if it was a triple-A still and you took a no-hitter in the sixth?
Oh, yeah. No, definitely. I think that's pretty normal for me. So, I mean, excited about it, you know? The teammates got my back. So, I mean, we had, what, 5 runs in the fifth? So I felt like I had all the energy behind me. You know, it was awesome. So.
How much did William help you behind the plate, just you being able to trust him?
So much. I mean, yeah, it's awesome having a guy back there that, you know, you can rely on, and he's calling a good game back there. So it's like, okay, that's what we're doing. Let's do it. Let's roll. So yeah, no, it's game changing.
How many times did you play this day out in your head, especially the last couple of months when you're sitting there in AAA, and how did it play out compared to what you thought?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think I've been playing this day out in my head forever. I don't think it's just AAA. I think it's since I was a kid. So, I mean, I don't think it was anywhere near what I thought. I thought I was going to give up a few hits, you know, get your welcome to the show, so kind of experience, but, you know, just kind of rolled with it, and now we're here.
What did it mean to have your mom and dad and family, friends in the stands watching you?
Awesome. I couldn't change it for the world. Love them. And, yeah, couldn't imagine it without them.
Did you see the shirts?
I did not. They have shirts?
Oh, they're shirts.
Oh, gosh.
And some jerseys.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew the jerseys. Yeah.
After all the build-up, Jacob, you know, now you go every 5-6 days, whatever it is. What are you looking forward to, like, in the coming weeks as this kind of gets maybe more normal?
Yeah, no, excited. I mean, hopefully every outing's like this one, but, you know, they're not going to be. So there's ups and downs, and just excited for the roller coaster that's about to start.
We're going to hear from Pat Murphy coming up. That was Jacob Mizorowski after the game, courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. We're going to hear from Pat Murphy. He talked a little bit earlier this afternoon, getting ready for this game, a Brewers and Cardinals game 2. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you, leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And he is going to go into depth as far as Mizorowski, how he's feeling today with that ankle that he rolled, whether or not he'll be able to make his next start, because, you know, if you count off the days, his next start should be next week in Wrigley against the Cubs. You want to talk about a welcome to the majors moment. First, you get the rival St. Louis Cardinals, and then off of that, you get to go to Wrigley to take on the Cubs. Hopefully, for Jacob Mizorowski's sake, in his first start, the wind is blowing in, which will help aid him in facing the Cubs, because that offense is cooking for certain, and that is why they are sitting there in first place. But either way, coming up tonight, Freddy Peralta on the mound for game 2 for the Milwaukee Brewers. A couple notes here on Mizorowski last night. Ninth pitcher and sixth starter since 1900 to go 5 innings without allowing a hit in his MLB debut. How cool is that? He's the sixth Brewers player to make his MLB debut this season. The last one, of course, being Craig Yoho, who is disappeared from Brewers fans' minds at that point. Per MLB stats, Mizorowski's 102.2-mile-an-hour fastball to Lars Nootbaar in the first inning, fastest pitch thrown by a Brewers pitcher in the pitch-tracking era dating back to 2008. Per MLB stats, Mizorowski threw 14 pitches at 100-plus miles per hour in that start. Prior to Thursday's action, only two Brewers non-opener starters threw a pitch that reached that mark, Brandon Woodruff in 2019, and Willie Peralta in 2013. How cool is that for Jacob Mizorowski? All right, so we'll continue on. Let's talk with Austin Herdina and see what he is suggesting as we check in with our expert at the Potawatomi Sportsbook coming up. Plus, we'll hear from the Brewer skipper, Pat Murphy, all ahead here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, as we get you ready for game 2 between the Brewers and the Cardinals here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
At the wall, looking up, see you later!
Let's get the latest on today's odds for the game. What's the best way to go? Let's check in with our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook to find out. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
All right, we get ready for game number two between the Brewers and the Cardinals. Freddie Peralta to the hill for the Crew, 5-4 with a 2.69 ERA coming into this thing. And we will get to our guy, Austin Herdina, quickly here through the lineup. Nubar, Wynn, Herrera, Contreras, Burleson, Arenado, Gorman, Pages, Ciani is your lineup for the Cardinals. For the Brewers, Frelick, Chirio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, Ortiz. So it's Frelick, Chirio, Contreras, Yelich, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Ortiz. Tees are your lineups joining us now. He is our expert from the Potawatomi Sportsbook, the manager over there, Austin Herdina. What's going on, Austin? How are you doing?
Hey, Sparky. Happy to be here.
Happy to have you on. So I guess let's start off first with, how have you been going lately? How have things been going? Have you been on a hot streak? Have you cooled off a little bit? How have things been going on your advice on this show?
You know, it's been up and down. I've hit some good parlays at about 5-1, 7-1, 8-1. More often than not, you know, I don't give the winner, but if you're getting 5-1, 8-1, it makes up for it.
All right, so let's talk about the one thing that you're locked in on going into tonight's game between the Crew and the Cardinals.
I'm locked in on Sal Frelick. He's in the leadoff spot tonight. Get this stat. 21 games in a row when the Brewers are a favorite, he has gotten a hit in all 21 games. So Sal Frelick,
wow,
to get a hit, he's in that leadoff spot. It is minus 250, so it's not like you're getting super good odds on it. But I also like the Brewers to win. So you put those two together, and that brings the price down to minus 106. If you're also looking at something where you want to see maybe the Brewers get off to a hot start, especially with Frelick in that leadoff spot, you can add in Brewers, money line, first three innings, and that is going to get you at plus 215.
Wow.
So Brewers to be leading after three innings, Brewers to win the game, and Frelick to get a hit at any point. That's plus 215 on your same game parlay.
That's why you tune into this show, really. It's not for me. It's not for Tommy Wirtz. It's for Austin Herdina. He's here to make you money. And I talk about the Potawatomi Sportsbook, you know, three times a day on the Wisconsin Sports Daily Show, served up by Wendy's. I always suggest to people, go ahead, reserve your seat, your booth, your table ahead of time at potawatomi.com/sportsbook, because the times I've been down there, it's always packed. People are standing on both sides. And it's a nominal fee, but it goes towards your food and beverage costs, and the food obviously is amazing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, just the other day I had our burger in here. And, I mean, you know, there's a lot of places you can get a burger. But you get a burger at this sports book here while you're watching the 2,000-foot screen. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that.
All right. So the other part about this that I'm kind of curious for you, when we start talking about the Potawatomi sports book and everything going on, are there ever some fun stuff going on this weekend? I'm sure you guys had the UFC fight on, what was it, last weekend or 2 weekends ago? Wasn't it last weekend the big UFC fight was on?
It was last weekend, UFC 316. We had quite the crowd in here. People that, you know, reserved their tables were very happy, because if you didn't have that table reserved, by the time you got here for the pay-per-view, we had all of them sold out. So the next one, June 28th, UFC 317. We have reservations available right now. Potawatomi.com, go to the sportsbook reservation page, and book your table.
So you obviously don't do, like, wrestling pay-per-views or anything like that, correct?
And so it's funny you say that.
Oh.
So we are actually contemplating right now whether to get SummerSlam. That's just something we just talked about. You can't bet on it, but it would be something where, you know, we can pay the fee for it and you can come on in and watch it. So look for that, because it sounds like we're going to be doing that, but I'll announce for sure soon enough.
How cool is that? That's pretty cool. You know what you could do in the future? You bring in a former WWE wrestler that's retired or whatever done, and you come in and you watch one of the big WrestleManias or SummerSlams with, like, a former WWE wrestler and have them, like, talk in between matches. That could be a lot of fun.
If you got some phone numbers for some of the guys.
Oh, yeah, totally. Absolutely. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Totally could give you the contact information to make that all happen. No doubt. You and I will talk off the radio. But, yeah, we could definitely hook that up. Austin, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Austin Herdinia, sportsbook manager. Go see him down there at the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Now that that is done with, we got to get to this.
Line drive, base hit, down the left field line.
Let's see what the skipper has to say heading into today's game. Let's head to the coach's corner. It's the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan.
All right, I'm looking forward to seeing what this is going to be all about here from Pat Murphy. Because obviously we're coming off of a gigantic deal here yesterday, where it was all about Mizorowski yesterday, right? I mean, there was no question that's what this is all about. How much of this Pat Murphy presser will be about that? Well, I would assume a good portion of this, at least, is going to be about his health and whether or not he's going to be able to make that next start at Wrigley against the Trader and the Cubs. Let's see what Pat Murphy had to say earlier today.
707, same place as Jason Lane. As Jason would refer to it, that's where they're from.
Did it seem like when you were talking to Mom that he was excited for a fresh start?
I think he was excited about it. Yeah, he's going to go to AAA with us. And, yeah, he's not having a great early season so far, so hopefully he'll get himself on track and maybe come up and help us.
If your organization is known for working with pitchers really well for years now, but it seems like the reputation is growing too for hitters and some of the stuff they're doing down there in the system. Do you think that's right?
Of course.
I don't know how to ask it differently. I know it's an area where they're trying to unlock some things.
Of course. I mean, every professional organization is trying to, you know, I think that everybody wants to feel like somebody has the secret sauce, you know, but we've put a lot of attention into our player development, both offensively, pitching, whatever, and we just feel like it's a no-brainer. It has to be that way. You have to develop players, and I think our AAA situation has been, with Rick Sweet at the helm, has been really solid. Rick really knows how to treat players and really knows how to get them to focus on what they need to, and he does it at the same time where it's just a good culture and good atmosphere, and guys just love playing for him, and they get better.
In the announcement of the trade, Vaughn's listed as a first baseman outfielder. He hasn't played outfield in a while, at least in the majors. Are you looking at, like, corners for him?
we're looking at him get on track hitting right now, and then we'll figure out a way where he's one of our nine hitters, and we'll figure out the rest after that. But, you know, he's got to go down there and play well.
Yeah. Murph, we've heard you talk about, like, swing decisions is a big thing that you guys have prioritized on the offensive side. I don't know how much you've looked into Vaughn's season yet, but he's been a guy who always chases a lot but doesn't swing a lot of pitches that are in the strike zone relative to a lot of other players. Is that something that you guys think you can really work with him on?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, yeah, we've looked at that, and, you know, I think the biggest thing is when Vaughn, from what I can assess, being across from him on the field and then looking into it the way we have in the last few days, you know, it's more about when he just tries to stay short and hit a line drive, and sounds easy, but when he does that, he more and do damage. Sometimes you don't have to try to do damage. You know, it's like a short punch. When a short punch lands, it does damage. When you think this big roundhouse is going to do more damage, it's tougher to land, and oftentimes doesn't connect with the right timing. So I think if he stays short, that's what I can see, quick look. If he stays short and tries to hit line drives up the middle and let everything else happen, you know, man, if it's a little bit in, then you redirect it in. It's a little bit away, then you redirect it to the opposite field. So I think that's what makes him a good player. I've always admired the way he swung the bat. So I hope he gets on track soon.
Do you think like he's always had the power potential? Do you think that's something that kind of could play into it? It's something you guys have lacked a little bit.
He's 27 years old, so he's already had how many major league at-bats? Thousands, you know, and I think that'll help us. What type of hitter he becomes and whether it turns into power, more power than we have, and we'll see. We've got to find a place for him. We already have a first baseman. He's pretty darn good, having a great year for us. I think one of the higher OPSs on our team.
Does Somali half of it, Murph? Is this a good thing for all sides?
Well, he really, really, it's his free agent year, as you've mentioned. And for him, this gives him an opportunity to start, and they've got a big opportunity for him every 5 days, and that's best for the player. And we looked at it like, can we do something to help ourselves in the meantime? So this might be the answer. We don't know.
Murph, going back to Mills last time, obviously what he does on the field is the most important thing, but for a young player, his first taste of the big leagues and still developing, how important are these next 4 days of prepping, practicing, and all that stuff?
For me, that's it. You know, what I've learned about the game, you know, it's the days in between you pitch that are just as important as the day you pitch, you know, because that sets you up for everything. And he's going to learn that here, how it works here, with all the other things going on, whether it's travel or whatever it might be. So, something funny, Mike?
Blaine and I were pleased with that at bat.
Last night, Murph, the great base running read by Joey Ortiz at second. The metrics, there are ways that they grade everything, as you know, but, you know,
base
running.
I love that.
I know, right? But base running, you guys are tops in baseball. It's not just stolen bases, but plays like that. What do you see from your club from a base running?
Yeah, we're a work in progress. You know, we're trying to be really good at it. We feel like that's an area you have to be good at. You know, like, you know, if you, I don't know what it associates with, but if you're that team that has that, you know, skill set on your team, you have to develop it. You know what I mean? I guess it's maybe like a football team without an offensive line. Well, what are we going to do here? You know what I mean? Well, then we better throw quick passes to the outside, and we better have skilled receivers that can do it. You know, or it's a team with a great offensive line but no skilled receivers. Well, we better be able to run the ball. So we have a bunch of guys that are capable of base running, so it has to be an element of our game. It just does. We have so much youth without the number of major league at-bats underneath themselves. So.
What's the scouting report on Drew Edens? Much about him?
I do. I love what I read.
You know, I do. I love what I read. I love what I hear from people that know him well. You know,
what are his strengths?
Baseball. I mean, I checked into his ability in school and his academics. And
what was his GPA?
Yeah, I didn't get the exact GPA, but I was told clearly that he's a good baseball player.
Okay.
Don't know the GPA, but no, he's you know, a speed guy that left-handed hitter that can run and put the ball in play and feisty, hard-nosed kid. Wouldn't have got to the big leagues if he wasn't, you know.
Sounds like you're a kind of guy.
Thank you. Yeah, I like baseball players, good ones.
Mm-hmm. Feisty.
Yeah, feisty's good.
That's his birthday for me.
Ooh.
We wish him well.
I love that.
How old is the kid?
29.
29?
29.
Wow, that would, we should get him a cake and some balloons and party favors. Wouldn't that be special?
Blow it all out.
It's on the wrong side of that window.
Are you expecting them here before game time?
I think probably.
Or close to?
Close to game time. Close to game time. Won't be in the lineup.
But did we'll be on the come card. Through the cramping okay? Like,
yeah.
Today's fine.
Yep. Yeah, a little swelling in the ankle. Nothing to be worried about.
Going back to last night, Pat, it's such a long season, but can you feel how special it is or kind of reflect on that? And then can that give professional Major League Baseball players allowance, so to speak, just because it just seems so electric?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I think fans make a difference. I really do. I'm not just lip service to get more fans or, you know, get people to like me or something. The truth is, you know, it changes the environment when you have a great, you got a great atmosphere and they feel like they're on your side and they respond to good play. And yeah, it's a fun thing. So yeah, I was really pleased they came out. And, yeah. Miz didn't let them down.
Is the next one going to be at Wrigley?
Yeah, that's how it kind of lines up.
The off day gives you, I didn't know if you just push everybody on an off day, keep them in line.
I think he'll be there. He'll do pitching Wrigley.
All right, there is Pat Murphy saying Mizorowski is going to pitch in Wrigley Field next week. So it will be fun to see how that one plays out. See Sparky Fiver with you getting ready for Game 2, Brewers and Cardinals. Freddie Peralta on the mound tonight for your Milwaukee Brewers. And you heard a majority of that presser from earlier this afternoon was talking about the trade involving Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox going to the Brewers, first baseman, outfielder to the Brewers for Aaron Savali, who asked for a trade. So Savali will go right into that rotation for the White Sox. Vaughn headed to Nashville to play for the Sounds. And we'll see if they can figure out how to fix him. It was just 2 years ago that Vaughn probably had his best year, hit around 260 at 20-plus home runs. So maybe they can get Vaughn back to that deal. Even if, you know, Vaughn ends up being a 20 home run guy, but a lot of doubles. Like you heard Pat Murphy saying, become that line drive guy, shorten up that swing. If he becomes that, that's a huge deal because Rhys Hoskins, last year of his deal. So if they can figure out Vaughn, regardless if he helps this year or not, it very well could be Andrew Vaughn starting at first base next year. He's got this year and next year left on his deal before he hits free agency. So we will see how this plays out for the Milwaukee Brewers. And good luck to Aaron Savali as he is on his way to the Chicago White Sox.
Who's hurt? Who's getting close to coming back? Let's check out today's injury report. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, earlier today, the Brewers placed Daz Cameron, the right fielder, on the paternity list. That's how you get Drew Evans on his way here. We'll see how he plays in the outfield. Then, of course, Jacob Mizorowski is technically listed as day-to-day. He's got a little bit of a swollen ankle, but again, as you heard Pat Murphy say, expected to play. Garrett Mitchell getting closer, starting a rehab assignment. He's still on the IL. Connor Thomas, the pitcher, still on the 60-day IL as well. Thomas Pannone is also still on the 60-day IL as well for the Milwaukee Brewers. So we'll see how that one hole plays out. The Cardinals, Brandon Donovan is day-to-day still with his injury. Jordan Walker on the 10-day IL, the right fielder, used to be a third baseman for them. A couple of the guys out for the St. Louis Cardinals. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how this whole thing plays out the rest of the series. Maybe the Brewers will avoid having to deal with Brendan Donovan in the lineup for the St. Louis Cardinals. That would obviously be very nice. Coming up next, we'll go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports straight ahead here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Looking up and it is gone.
It's almost time for the first pitch. Let's see who's in today's starting lineups. It's the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
All right, let's get to it. Brewers Cardinals, Eric Fetty against Christian Yelich. Your pitching matchup tonight. Quickly go through the Cardinals lineup. We try and do that at the start of each segment here on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky with you as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Tommy Wirtz off this weekend traveling. He'll be back on Tuesday. So you'll be dealing with me today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Don't forget tomorrow, first pitch just after 3 o'clock. So we'll be on the air tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. For the Cardinals, Nootbaar, Wynn, Herrera, Contreras at first base in hitting cleanup, Burleson, Arenado at third in hitting sixth, Gorman, Page is catching, and Ciani in center field for the Cardinals. For your Milwaukee Brewers, it is Frelick, Churio, Contreras, Yelich at the DH and cleaning up, Hoskins, Collins, Terang, Durbin, and Joey Ortiz.
What's the latest on the crew? Let's go inside the clubhouse with Drew Wagner of Forbes Sports on the Leadoff Show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Inside the clubhouse is brought to you by Focus Baseball. Sign your kids up now for July open tryouts at focusbaseball.com, ages 6 to 17.
All right, let's get to Drew Wagner. He joined me earlier today on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, as he does each and every Tuesday and Friday afternoon. Catch him Monday and Thursdays at 10 a.m. on the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Presented to you by Verizon, the number one network in Milwaukee. This is what Andrew Wagner had to say earlier today. Started out talking about Jacob Mizorowski, and I knew for a fact, based on Andrew Wagner's prediction, that he did not see Mizorowski pitching that well last night.
No, I was not expecting. I don't think anybody was expecting five no-hit innings. And if you told me that, I'm going to tell you that you're still in the news. He was very good. I will be honest. I said 3 2/3 innings. I think I texted it to you. 3 2/3 innings, 3 strikeouts, 4 walks, and 4 earned runs. Around 97 pitches. That's what I thought. I thought the kid was going to come in there completely amped up, completely hyped up. I thought he was going to be firing that fastball over the place. I was wrong. It doesn't happen very often, once about every 8 years. Scott Grodzki, I know you enjoy this. I was wrong. Big whoop.
Yeah, it happened. Scott Grodzki, CBS 58 sports anchor. I did like your idea of having some type of contest that if Mizorowski ever gets to 105.7 on the radar gun, that we have some type of winner or something like that. I will investigate possibly in doing that going forward. I don't know if we can get to 105, though, but that might be something to consider. Okay, so Mizorowski, the dude, probably like the, I don't know, you probably interviewed him before in spring training, but your thoughts on Mizorowski, the dude, and talking to him. I was telling Charlie, he just really feels really young. Like, him and Charlie are the same age, but he feels really young to me.
Listen, if I didn't know that he was a draft pick and a Brewers prospect, if I just saw the dude at, like, Brookfield Square,
yeah.
I think that still exists.
It is.
Yeah. I would assume he is some freakishly tall high school basketball player.
Yep.
At some suburban high school.
Yep.
You would never in a million years think this guy is like a highly touted baseball pitching prospect. Nothing about him screams that. He has not turned into the stereotypical ball player yet. This is not a knock on him, Jacob, because I know you listen to every podcast radio show in the world. I am not dunking on you when I say this feels like a big, silly high school job.
I'm with you. I totally agree. That's what it feels like. And that, to me, is what makes it all the crazier and all the more impressive that dude pitched the way he did. And I brought it up earlier, Andrew. I think he didn't pitch all that great. He threw 50% of his pitches for first pitch strikes. He threw something way out of the zone with 4 walks. Like, for those that go, well, he'll never pitch better than that, I think you're wrong. I think he can pitch better than what he pitched last night.
I think he can. I agree with you there. I think it's going to take some time. Listen, yesterday was great. I mean, what a way to go in. Like, you're going in and you've got the hype machine. You've
right.
got the emotion. You got the jitters.
Yep.
Your next time out, you're going into Wrigley Field. You're pitching against the top rival. You're going to be pitching in front of 30-some thousand people that can't stand you. They're going to try to rally you. And you're going to be going up against a lineup that is the best offense in baseball that also now has video on you. Let me see what the kid does the next time out. That's going to be the true test. Like, if he can go in there and hold his own, if he can put up similar numbers, and I'm not talking the no-hits.
Right. Yeah.
If he can go out there and give you 5 innings and, you know, the same traffic, and minimize the damage, all right, then I think you're on to something. But don't be shocked if the kid goes in there on Wednesday and just gets shellacked. Like, it's bound to happen with young pitchers.
Well, it happens with old pitchers all the time, so it wouldn't be too surprising if it happened to him. But if he goes in there and throws 6 innings and 1-run ball, then everything kind of completely changes. Charlie brought this up earlier, and we were talking about it. I was like, this better not be Logan Anderson 2.0. He better not throw 4 or 5 starts with a sub-3 ERA and then get sent back down again. And Charlie's like, well, but if they bring him up and put him in the bullpen, come the playoffs, you'd be happy. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. Because if he pitches similar to how he's pitched, he might be the 1 or 2 in this rotation at this point.
I do not think he is going to spend the rest of the season on the big league roster, barring
here we go
another trade. I don't. I really don't.
Wonderful.
Look at his workload last year. Look at his workload this year. You know, they're going to be cognizant of that. They're going to be careful, and they're going to try to manage those innings. because they don't want a guy to just jump up, and especially someone that throws as hard as him. I mean, listen, let's be perfectly honest here. When you're throwing that hard, that often, you are, to no fault of your own, a recipe for a Tommy John. And they are going to be watching this thing something close, because if he is what they think he can be and what everyone wants him to be, they are going to be careful as hell with him. Now, you've got Woody coming back in a couple weeks. Someone's got to go. You know it's not going to be Priester because of the option situation. Unless Chad Patrick completely melts down, I doubt he's going anywhere. I think you're getting a run out of Mizorowski to see what he's got right now. And then when Woody comes back, I think he's the guy to go down, because I think they want to be able to manage his workload. So if they do need him for the stretch run, they don't got to worry about him going up against that quote-unquote innings limit. It's the smart thing to do. It's the wise thing to do.
I have zero faith that we see Brandon Woodruff. Zero. Every time he comes close, gets close, something else happens. Like, I'll believe it when I see it, that Brandon Woodruff is going to be on the mound and pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers at this point. Sorry, I'm jaded. I've gotten my hopes up multiple times to have him slammed in my face when something else goes wrong. None of his own fault, mind you. It's just horrible luck or whatever the case may be. It just doesn't feel like his year, but we'll see how this all goes. Andrew Wagner, Forbes Sports Brewers writer, presented by Focus Baseball. Follow him on Twitter at @ByAndrewWagner. Joins us on Tuesdays and Fridays here, and you'll hear him again coming up tonight. On the leadoff show, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. I'll be hosting that as well tonight from 6 to 7. As Tommy Wirtz has the weekend off, so you'll have me hosting all weekend long. I'm going to have David Hall coming up, like I said. We'll have John Heyman coming up, MLB Network Insider at 4:20. I talked to him a little bit earlier, so we'll play that interview back for you, too. He broke the Savali trade earlier to the White Sox for Andrew Vaughn. Well, Savali wanted to start, and Matt Arnold said, no problem, enjoy going and playing on the worst team in the AL in the Chicago White Sox. I wonder if he's still happy that he requested the trade.
I don't think he's angry about this. I think it's the best case scenario for him, because listen, he also knows that if he goes down there and pitches well for the next couple weeks, chances are he ends up on a contender, because it's doubtful the White Sox are picking up a guy who's owed that much money and is a free agent at the end of the year, unless they think they're going to be able to flip him for something else.
True.
So it works out for him nicely. Him and his wife, they live on the south side of Milwaukee, so it's not that long of a drive for him. He doesn't really have to uproot anything right now. I think, in the grand scheme of things, it works out okay for him. Sure, you'd like to get dealt to a winning team, but I think that's probably how it's going to end up. As long as he goes down there every fifth day, pitches very well, does his job, he'll end up somewhere. He'll end up somewhere before the end of July.
What did you think of the trade, getting back Andrew Vaughn, a former first-round pick, a high first-round pick, on top of that for the White Sox, who hasn't worked out to the point where he's been in the minors for the last several weeks for the White Sox?
This is kind of like a very typical Brewers move, and they've had a lot of success doing it. And you take a guy that was one time a top draft pick or a highly touted prospect who, for whatever reason, hasn't figured it out, hasn't panned out, a change of scenery candidate. And I can't remember exactly what his age is. You can look it up for me, but they get guys with that kind of resume, that kind of background, right before they hit that, like, 27, age 28 year, when guys typically hit their peak, hit their prime.
He's 27.
He's 27. So, yeah, it's right into that mold. You know, one of those change of scenery candidates, they think they can unlock something or can do something where he might be a serviceable piece. He just provides some depth. You know, it provides some depth, provides some options down the road. Gives you an extra body in case something happens to Hoskins or Bowers. You know, you weren't going to get a lot for Savali to start with. Not right now, because there wasn't enough of a track record after the injury. And then once the situation became public, you know, the options were kind of limited. I think it's a good move. I think it works out.
There's Andrew Wagner from Forbes Sports. Follow him by Andrew Wagner on Twitter, covering Brewers baseball. And now he's starting to write articles for the website as well. So I know he's got another one coming here in the next hour or so. You'll be able to read only at thefanmilwaukee.com. www.MLB.com.
The key to building a winner in baseball is a strong minor league system. Who are the names we should know? How did they play in their last game? Ironworkers Local 8 brings you Building a Winner. Building Milwaukee's future, one beam at a time. Apply now at IWL8.org. Nashville Sounds.
All right, the Nashville Sounds, we will start there. Yesterday, the Sounds now 38-27. They lose 8-7 in 10 innings at Norfolk. That's the Orioles team going on there. Cuero, 2-for-5 with two runs. The Brewers, a top-rated catching prospect. Siegler's playing shortstop, 1-for-3 with a home run, 3 RBIs, 2 runs scored. Actually, third base, Anthony Siegler. Ran his on-base streak to 34 games in that loss. He also had a couple of walks to go along with that. Siegler is now batting .381 with a .507 on base and .664 slugging percentage. That is insane. During his streak that dates back to April 25th. It's the longest active streak in the minor leagues, and his 1.171 OPS ranks second amongst all of minor league baseball across that stretch. That is pretty impressive.
Biloxi Shuckers.
All right, the Biloxi Shuckers are up next. They're 36-24. Yesterday, they won 6-5 in 10 innings at Chattanooga. That's the Reds organization. Brock Wilkin recorded his second three-hit game of the season in the win. Wilkin has hits in 7 of his last 8 games dating back to June 4th versus Montgomery. Over that stretch, he's batting .344, a .447 on base, and .875 slugging. 9 of his 11 hits going for extra bases, 5 doubles, and 4 homers. His 1.322 OPS ranks second in the Southern League in that span. Unbelievable stuff. Luke Adams had a home run as well for the Biloxi Shuckers in that win. Pretty impressive. Plus, Biloxi dropped its magic number to clinch the first half Southern League South Division title to 4 last night with that victory. Biloxi has not won a division title in any half since 2019 when it won the first and second half division titles as part of 4 straight half titles.
Wisconsin Timber Rattlers.
All right, on to the Timber Rattlers we go. They win 9-2 at Great Lakes. That's the Dodgers team there. And when we talk about the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, you got to talk about Yoshuar Garcia, the left fielder, picked up his 29th and 30th stolen bases of the year in that win. Garcia's 30 stolen bases rank first in the Midwest League, are the most by any player in the Brewers organization. Very, very impressive for sure for him. During that contest, every Timber Rattlers hitter reached base. Garcia, Yoshuar Garcia, Eduardo Garcia, and Blake Burke, the first baseman from Tennessee that the Brewers drafted, all tallied 2 RBIs in that one.
Carolina Mudcats.
The Carolina Mudcats, they lose 13-1 at Lynchburg. That's Cleveland's affiliate. Not pretty. 1-for-4 with Luis Pena hitting a solo homer in that game, accounting for the only run for the Carolina Mudcats.
Arizona Complex League Brewers.
And the Arizona Complex League Brewers, we got a good one there as well. Lucas Gonzalez, the right-handed pitcher, recorded 5 strikeouts over 5 scoreless innings in the rookie DSL Brewer Blues 10-6 win over the DSL Dodgers team on Thursday across 2 appearances with 1 start. Gonzalez has allowed 4 hits, amassed 11 punchouts over 8 1/3 scoreless innings of work. Opponents are batting just .133 against the right-hander as he boasts a .96 whip. That'll do it for the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Freddie Peralta on the mound in just minutes as the Brewers try to get game 2 tonight against the St. Louis Cardinals. Thanks for listening to the leadoff show powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Toodles!
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.